worlds lie outside our seeing, beyond the beyond, at the edge of within. The Great Pyramid, erected by the Ancient Ones as a barricade at the portal between two dimensions, two separate realities. This is the story of one family drawn through a mysterious vortex into the other world, and of their perilous trek homeward.
Of Sarenthal. It turned out to contain most of the elements of a hot air balloon. We made it a family project to get the thing in working order. In a few weeks, we were ready to fly, ready to once again pick up the ancient trail of obelisks that we hoped would lead us home.
Sector 7, aerial penetration. Object is incoming, sir. Definitely airborne and moving slowly.
Lena, that's just a myth.
But look at her court.
Well, it sure wasn't lightning that shot us down.
We've had a bit of an accident.
We just need a phone to call AAA.
Oh, it's all right. I'm sure balloons land here every day.
Could you tell us where we are?
Metroplex.
Where have you come from?
Just from up there, kinda.
Prophecies are true. You've come back to us.
These guys, run, run!
There's some kind of cops.
Just try to act natural.
Yeah, we're real good at that.
We need some help.
Silence. Put your hands on top of your heads.
See what I mean?
Sir, look here. Some strange sort of air flotation device. Look at that one. Her head.
What's wrong with my head?
Treat them as any other prisoners.
Sir, look at this.
prime manager must be informed at once.
Sir, what about the... I mean, if she is, we can't leave her like this.
Take off the restraining device.
What about them? If you take mine off, you gotta take theirs off, too. How dare you interrupt a meeting of the Great Council?
Prime Manager, it is precisely like the amulet of the Princess Metra.
I never thought I'd live to see it.
Completed ones, remember yourselves. This is obviously just a hoax.
Impossible. The amulet has been seen only by the highest orders of the macro elite.
Children's fables.
I will remind you that even the prime manager is not above imperial law.
Hold the girl. I want to see her.
And I will accompany you.
Show me the amulet.
The same. Look at her. The hair, the eyes. There can be no question.
Very well. Take them to the Hall of Memories. You will be judged by the orders of antiquity. And the great test of the ever-closed door.
I'd really like to know what's happening here.
For your sake, I hope that you answer the questions correctly.
And what if I miss one?
Bring them. Just do your best.
The Hall of Memory, sacred to the people of Metroplex, storehouse of the images of the past. Be in awe of the great, ever-closed doors of the princess that open only for her. Guarded by the test, for 200 years many have tried, but none have answered. Imposters must go to their deaths.
Nothing like a little encouragement.
Let the claimant come forward to the circle of truth.
Could you wait a minute? We'd like to try to explain ourselves.
Keep him quiet.
No! All right. I'll play your stupid game. But it's definitely under protest.
Place your right hand on the individuation sensor.
I hope you're hip to what's going on, because if you're not, there could be some serious consequences in store for you. Ready for the first question?
Why not?
Name the father of your country.
The father of my country was George Washington.
What popular spherical sports object is smaller than a basketball? But bigger than a golf ball.
Baseball. This is American stuff. I can't believe it.
Very groovy so far. Now, for the last question. What was the most famous German saying of the leader whose face is on what these people call the amulet?
President Kennedy said, I guess it was, Ich bin ein Berliner.
Far out. The door will now open for your palm print, and yours alone.
Metra!
Hail, Princess Metra!
My powers in the government now revert to you. I am here to carry out all your commands. The people will expect their princess to address them as soon as possible, declaring her will. With your permission, I will appoint Captain Valdo of the Peace Guards to see that all your highness needs are met as soon as you begin your reign.
That's fine with me.
Like a whirlwind, like night becoming day. We had been captives, but now they treated us like kings. They took us to the royal rooms of the palace, a place they called the Imperial Zaan. Finally, we were left alone together.
I still can't believe that that girl was actually an American.
What I want to know is how could there be a Kennedy half dollar 200 years old?
There could be a difference in time between the two worlds.
Yeah, like a century is going by here, and 10 years are happening on Earth.
Well, it could be more of a difference than that. We may bounce around in time more than once. The dimensions could be like wheels that are spinning at different rates when they touch.
Great. So all my friends are graduating, and I'll be 80 years old. They'll have to wheel me down the aisle. Or maybe we'll get back 1,000 years in the future or something. I mean, who knows?
Relax. The most important thing is that we find out all we can about this world.
What we have to do is find out what's behind that door in the Hall of Memories. I think we'll find a lot of answers there.
They want me to rule this place. I don't know what to do. I mean, where do I go to learn that?
There's an old saying. Knowledge speaks and wisdom listens. To be a good princess, you got to do a lot of listening. You have heard both sides of the question. Should Metroplex increase production of particle beam weapons and other security devices or not? What is your will?
I'm afraid I still don't understand that much about it.
Ah. Then it is customary for the prime manager
to
make...
No, wait a minute. I want to know what everybody thinks. Now, all those in favor of increasing production, raise your hands. Go ahead. And those opposed? Well, that settles it. We won't do it. Majority rules. Next order of business, please.
He has an illegal, carnivorous, flying bird that swooped down on my prize hog and ate his head. I desire restitution.
Princess, he's lying. He has a multitude of fat concubines. They eat incessantly. They're the ones who consumed his sow and arranged to have the blame put on me. I owe him nothing. He's the one who owes me. He attempted to kill my bird.
You are aware that flesh-eating animals are illegal in this province? Except, of course, for human beings.
I won. He eats only worms and would certainly not devour a pig head.
Princess, if I may, I have proof of my case. I have film of the entire saddening incident.
You are lucky you are not a micro worker, or you would not have been granted a hearing at all.
I still don't understand what she's done wrong.
Religious material, apart from that of the Church of Artificial Intelligence, is strictly forbidden. She must be put to death.
What are you talking about? How can you just murder someone who's done nothing to harm anyone?
It is the law. However, if it is the princess's will, the
law may be changed.
That is my will.
Pagan worshippers cannot be tolerated. It is they who pose the greatest threat to our society. It is they who incited the rebellion to destroy our illusionary idol.
We are not the same. We are peaceful.
Be silent, or I will have you killed right now. I am so sorry. The idol is yours, Princess. Perhaps you would care to see the crumbled pieces someday in the royal treasury. I've heard that when you were here before, it inspired visions in your mind when you touched the stone. Is that true?
Prime Manager, that is something for only the princess to know.
Princess, we're beginning your tour of Metroplex with the Royal Treasury. In this room is stored the shattered remains of the illusionary idol.
Who does this all belong to?
Why, to you.
It is beautiful here.
My Imperial defenders are impressive, aren't they, Captain?
We have impressive men in the Peace Guard, too, Prime Manager. What is the point of this?
Our little princess is charming. I hear she wants to visit the micro-workers. Is this true?
Yes.
Valdor, if the production quotas of Metroplex are disrupted for any reason at all, Imar will snatch away our independence in a moment. There is much unrest in the micro-sectors.
You have nothing to fear, Prime Manager. Her visit will be brief, and we are proficient at hiding ugliness. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have much to do.
Tomorrow they will stop production unit one. You have your orders.
Yes, Prime Manager.
The wave games and gratification intensifiers manufactured here are distributed throughout the provinces. The business of pleasure is most important to Imar. Princess? You are making some very powerful enemies, Princess.
That doesn't change anything. Take me to the collective.
You should have told us about the princess's visit, Captain. We would have been better prepared.
This is horrible. What is this thing that they're under?
A vibratory behavior modification module. It keeps the mental environment pure.
They look like they're dead.
We prefer the term placidly cooperative. They're not terminated until age 45.
How can you do this? They're human beings. They're little children.
Princess, I don't think you understand. These are micro-workers. They have no souls.
Who told you that? I want this thing off. All of them, everywhere. And I never want it turned on again. That is my command.
Appropriate, Your Highness.
My name is Callie Bradford. I don't know if anyone will ever hear this message, but if they do, I'm sure that I will have long since passed from this plane of existence. As I'm sure you must have, I fell through one of the contact points between our world and this one. If by some chance you're not from my world, it's a place called Earth. I arrived in this world of Thel on August 22nd, 1964. I was taken captive in the Forbidden Zone just outside this province by a band of renegades. They held me as a slave for a year until I was rescued by King Jorgen of Metroplex, who adopted me to replace the daughter he lost in the Unification War. He had no other family, and when he died, I assumed the throne and became Princess Metra. I tried to rule justly and gain the love of the people, but today I'm laying all of that aside to begin my journey home. If I can't find my way, then I will return, even if it takes years. If you are lost, as I am, all I can tell you is that the secret lies in Emar, in the Valley of the Vision, where the slain are not slain by the sword.
You are not Princess Metra.
No. My name is Gina Sterling. I came from the same world as your princess, that's all.
If anyone discovers this Gina Sterling, you will be in great danger. Be careful when you speak to the province tomorrow. There could be terrible consequences. I'm afraid for you, Gina Sterling.
You risked your own life for me today. Thank you.
I was only doing my duty.
Valdor, the micro workers are human beings. Even a pretend princess has to do her duty. You know, I haven't heard one bell since I've been here. There's so many of them, and they just hang silent.
They stopped using them a long time ago. Sometime after the micro workers became slaves. I don't know why. But if it were in my power, I would ring each and every bell in Metroplex. For you.
You killed an imperial guard to protect her.
The murder of a princess is against the law.
She's a fraud.
Why have you brought me here?
You were seen alone with her today.
You are spies.
Does she love you, Baldur? Yes. I think she does.
I know what you want. But it is too late. If you harm her or try to prevent her from speaking to her people, there will be civil war.
Oh, she will speak just as planned. But I will control every word that comes out of her mouth. You have given me that power, Captain. Take him away.
Look, all I said was let's go a little slow. I don't want us to throw away our chance to get home.
Trace, people are dying.
You think I like that? Look, I'm just trying to find a way to help without blowing a free trip to Emar.
I don't believe you.
Gina, that's what counselors are for, to offer a choice of opinions.
But the final decision is mine.
Yes,
you're right. And whatever you decide, we'll back you up.
The only good I'm going to be able to do has got to be in that speech tomorrow.
Your Highness, it's Cabinet Secretary Manker.
Princess, we have come to assure the privacy of your meditation.
What?
Tomorrow you speak to the people. The Order of Antiquity states that you must spend the night alone, in spiritual preparation.
What about my counselors?
We have prepared other chambers for your counselors. These guards will remain outside your door so that no one will disturb you.
Great. Well, I guess that's it. I won't see you again till it's all over tomorrow.
We love you, honey.
Touch me and I will contain you as I contain thee always. Hold me and we will fly into yourself, succeed or die.
nonsense. I trust you found it enlightening.
I thought I was supposed to be left alone.
Oh, but you are alone. I'm not really here at all, am I? I came here to tell you that the former Captain Baldur has been arrested for high treason. I will kill him before you reach the door.
What do you want from me?
I have initiated a request for a change of government from the Unification Council at Emar. In 14 days, an adjudicator with a company of zone troopers will arrive. He will decide who is to rule this province, you or I. Now, I can't stop you from speaking tomorrow, but if your words are inoffensive, you and your counselors will be granted a safe conduct out of Metroplex. And you can take the former captain with you as a gift. Think it over, Gina Sterling. The alternative is death.
Michael Worker, come here. I need to see the leader of the Micro Workers.
You were from the Princess?
Yes.
Hide below. I'll send him to you.
How'd you find your way through the corridors?
We have maps.
You were with the princess on the night she returned.
Yes.
They say she's going to announce great changes tomorrow. Perhaps we'll be allowed to see our children?
I have a feeling it could be a lot more than that. But she's going to be in great danger because of it.
The Macro Elite will stand against her.
That's why we came here. We need your help.
Listen, there's people all over this city ready to revolt, but it's useless without weapons. The corridors under the armory are sealed off by a central computer.
We can take care of that.
I'm not too good at making speeches, so please bear with me, and I'll do the best I can. Now, there's been a lot of changes in the 200 years since your princess was here last. Some of the changes are very good. Others are terrible. That's what I'd like to talk about today. Now, at some point, something awful happened here. A small group of people who called themselves the Macro Elite seized control of everything, and they enslaved the micro workers. The people of Metroplex forgot what the princess had tried to teach them. Now, more than anything, she tried to rule with justice and compassion for all of her people. That's the way it's going to be again, starting today. In the name and power of Princess Metra, I order that the termination program of the micro workers be ended immediately. From now on, they are granted all human rights, including the right to buy and sell, the right to raise children, and equal protection under the laws of Metroplex. I will appoint a committee of representatives from all levels of society to put these changes into effect and to make sure they run smoothly. This
sound the full-scale alert. Contingency code 11.
As of this day, I set the micro workers free. God bless us all.
Wait a minute, what's going on? Come on, let's go this way. Come on.
Now we'll all have weapons.
Forgive us, Princess. We have orders to place you under arrest. Manager wouldn't want to miss it.
Are they going to take us to the disintegration chamber?
This is the disintegration chamber.
What is it? Shut down the hands in the air. We're taking control. Drop them.
You're fighting against the highest authority, slave.
We aren't slaves anymore.
So, the reign of Princess Metra ends. Your speech will mean nothing. My Imperial defenders are already crushing your new laws. All you have gained is death.
My manager, the people of Metroplex place you under arrest.
Release them. Captain Valdor, I would have expected you'd be fighting against us with the peace guards.
The captain saved my life. That's why he's here.
Give him his weapon. Make sure none of the Mackerel lead escape. See that everyone follows the plan.
What are you going to do with them, my co-worker?
Bring them here in small groups for termination, like they did with us.
No! You can't do that. Don't you see this has to end?
The princess is right. You can't build a government based on revenge. You need their wisdom to make Metroplex work and to face Emar. Let us help you start a new government. A government based on fairness.
That's the will of the princess.
Look out!
Gina Sterling, I love you.
Because of the people's love and respect for Princess Metra, we were asked to help form a new government for Metroplex, one in which all of its citizens would have a say. Even the worst arguments had a way of being settled when the opposing sides looked at Gina. No one wanted to hurt her anymore. We all did our best to comfort Gina, but it did little good. We could only hope that she would find peace through another comforter who would always be alive in her heart. Gina had traveled to Emar psychically. Now it was time for all of us to make the trek.
We are sad that the new princess must go away, as did the old one.
go with the love of your people.
The ancient bells have been mounted once again. We ring them for you.
Hold your head up, Gina. You are a princess.
As we sailed away from Metroplex, we could only hope that the story of Gina's courage would start a new legend of freedom that would live on. We had come from the clouds, and now that is where we were going, in search of our own freedom and home.
They're like us, yet they're different. Abandoned on Earth by their alien masters, they live and work alongside humans. Now an L.A. cop and a newcomer detective are crime-fighting partners. Alien Nation, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on Sci-Fi.